This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, June 26, written by Kurt Sullis. The Holy Spirit and Love. From 1 Corinthians 13. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The four-letter English word love packs a lot of meaning. It can refer to family love, friendship, romantic love, and sexual love. The Greek text of the New Testament uses a variety of words to express different types of love. The most important love word in the Bible, agape, expresses the highest form of love, the selfless love of God for human beings. The Apostle Paul, in this love chapter, offers one of the most beautiful and profound descriptions of love, agape, in all of literature. Genuine love, agape, he writes, is self-giving, patient, kind, forgiving, generous, and humble. This kind of love, says Paul, never fails. In the demands, frustrations, and annoyances of everyday life, don't you wish you could have a fraction of this kind of love? Try as I might, I often fail to show selfless love for the people around me, family, friends, colleagues, neighbors, and others. Selfless love, though, is a fruit of the Spirit, a love that the Holy Spirit plants in our hearts when He comes to dwell in us. By continuing to ask Him to work in our hearts, we can grow in self-giving love. When you struggle with showing selfless love, remember that the Holy Spirit is working in you, bearing fruit. Ask Him to help you produce the greatest kind of love, the love that God has for all of us. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for your selfless love that makes us right with God. Please send the Spirit to work in our hearts so that we can love as you do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.